sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
So the key to a long and healthy life is being immature. According to a study, feeling young and even acting like a kid every now and then is good for your health and well-being. Psychologist Dr. Meg Errol says, quote, perceiving ourselves as younger than our age is linked to a more future-oriented outlook, which means that we make better health choices, such as engaging in exercising and healthy eating. Basically, act young if you want to feel young. Being immature makes you live longer. Hunter and I are going to live forever. Yes. Speaking of screwing around and acting like a kid, according to a new survey of office workers, here are the top ways people slack off and screw around on the job. Browsing the internet, checking personal emails, sending messages with Messenger and other apps, browsing social media, and also some other highlights, online shopping, staring at a screen and looking concentrated while daydreaming. I do that a lot. Hiding in the bathroom, playing online games, attending fake medical appointments, taking power naps. I do all these things. I literally do. I probably do every single one of these on the top 50 list. It's great. Hey, come on now. It takes a lot of work to not work as hard as I don't. Is that right? Yeah, there you go. And lastly, some sad news on the morning dump. Jerry Van Dyke, the star of Coach and the younger brother of actor Dick Van Dyke, died Friday at his Arkansas ranch at age 86. His wife Shirley tells TMZ that Jerry's health had been deteriorating ever since a 2015 car accident. Jerry's last TV role was playing the father of Patricia Heaton's character on ABC's The Middle. His Coach co-star Craig T. Nelson remembered the star. He said, quote, I am incredibly sad to hear of Jerry's passing. He was such a brilliant comedian. We had a great time working together on Coach. It is just devastating news. My thoughts and prayers are with Shirley and the family. Jerry began his career as a stand-up comedian. He famously turned down the title role in Gilligan's Island. He didn't find sitcom stardom until 1989's Coach. So rest in peace, Jerry. You brought us a lot of laughs, man. There you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?